and Josh is not here today. No. But we can do a roll call if you'd like. Sure, we can do a pledge first.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Okay, Lowell Feldman. William Chellis.
Here.
Albie Bachman.
Here.
Michelle Huck, I am here. Nadia Raj.
Here.
Joshua Potosik.
Have a brief agenda today. We have a program of minutes from September 10th. If you have an opportunity to review those minutes.
Motion.
Second. I'll make a second, but actually not for discussion, but just a question on them.
Okay.
And Mr. Feldman, I'm really having a hard time understanding you. So if that's okay, you're not speaking now.
Was there a question?
After we approve them.
Oh, okay. We have a motion and a second for those minutes?
You have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Okay. Aye.
Aye.
Okay.
So carried.
On the first page, it's the fourth paragraph from the bottom. This Chairman Feldman stated that County Attorney McGuire mentioned that it would be repaid, the money, and then again, the LDC or a sale, I'm assuming the sale that you were referring to of ACC. So I stated, we're still discussing a sale. And you had said the sale was in the resolution passed by the legislature. I need to clarify this because it still boggles my mind. What's in the resolution?
In the resolution, it says lease or sale, correct? County
term?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. So sale is the last resort, or are we going to push that first? I'm trying to resolve this in my head. What our goal is here. What is our goal?
Well, it's lease or sale. The goal is to take the financial burden off of the county, either through management, lease and or sale, but whatever seems to be most appropriate based on who the responding bidders to the RFP will be. And what the committee recommends then to the legislature. Again, it's not this committee's final decision. It's a decision to, depending on how many applications come in response to the RFP, to submit three of the most recommended outcomes of those RFP suggestions and bidders to the legislature to make that determination.
That's so our primary focus is to look for agencies that will manage the ACC, correct?
Yeah, Mr. Feldman, if I can jump in here. The singular focus of this group currently is the lease for operational purposes of the Adult Care Center.
And the CHOP.
That's the singular focus of this group currently. The RFP that is still in the drafting stages that you will see in the next 24 to 48 hours in a draft form, talks about a lease. The proposals that come in will be to lease and operate and take on the financial responsibility for the operation, the care, the salaries of county employees who will be compensated pursuant to the county contracts. The county will pay a share of the benefit package because traditionally that's much higher than is the benefit package for a private entity, usually about an extra 30%. So that's a singular focus right now. The resolution provides a broader authority to this group, but the legislature's marching orders currently is for the lease. Now, that's the singular focus right now.
That's our primary focus.
Well, it's our only focus.
Good. Wonderful.
Okay, does that resolve your question, Claudia?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go on with the agenda then. I believe item number, discussions on the fee, A, directors and officers insurance update, Michelle Secretary, you have an update on that for the committee?
I sent out 4 requests for quotes to 4 different insurance agencies. I got a lot of questions back, a lot of documentation going back and forth, as well as pretty in-depth applications. They keep on coming back with more questions, so I have not gotten an actual official quote yet. We got some that just said no, and then others that they're still working on a quote. So hopefully by our next meeting I'll have something, but that's really not in my hands. But wait, we set up for 4 different quotes.
And that's for the board insurance.
And then the official, do you want me to just move on? I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so the official depository authorization, I got, I spoke to Jeff Bank, which is a local county bank, and we try to use the local banks around here. For a non-for-profit, it would be a free checking account, and they will also provide $25 towards checks, which I would assume we would probably never need to use all of that. But it's no cost to the LDC to open that. I did speak with the county treasurer, who also suggested that we open up a savings account and kind of move money, and that way you're at least gaining a little bit of interest on a savings account, which is a smart idea. So if you guys are all okay with that, it needs to be reflected in the minutes, so I can submit that to Jeff Bank along with the other documentation, and we can open up.
Do you need a motion on the Jeff Bank?
Yes.
Sure, yeah.
I'd make a motion.
Okay.
Second.
Thank you. I will do that by Monday or Tuesday.
Okay, very good. Thank you. All right. Item C, request for proposals. Not one that's a draft form yet, but just do you want to reiterate what the expectations are for the draft?
Yes, we put together a very, very rough draft from a variety of different templates, different sources that are available and that we looked at. All of them had to be modified, of course, to meet our criteria. Harris Beach will be the official attorneys for the LDC once we get into the real meats of the work that we're doing here. Sean Griffin is the attorney for Harris Beach that is handling our account. I forwarded the rough draft as a attorney confidential document to him to review. He did that. He too was out a couple of days, so there was more of a delay than I had hoped. I had hoped to have it back or have his comments back and have a conference with him by the end of last week, but he was out most of last week, and I finally got him this afternoon at about 2 o'clock. We spent about 20 minutes on the phone. And with Dude, he's very comfortable with what is in it, that the language in it is consistent with what our objectives are. And so with that, Mr. Chairman, with your direction, we will distribute that document as a draft attorney-client privileged communication to this board, and then at the next meeting, presumably next week, we can vote to adopt it. And then my recommendation going forward would be that we utilize in-kind services of our purchasing department to put the RFP out. I'll speak with Allison Lewis about that, because she is infinitely familiar with all of the criteria that needs to go along with timing and filing and posting of that. We also have a list that's growing every day of people that have made inquiries. We would certainly send the RFPs directly to those people that have inquired. I just, as I sat here just now, got another one popped into my email to Michelle. And when you take a look at it, you're going to see it's a very boilerplate document. There's no magic in it. It talks about Sullivan County. It talks about our care center. It talks about the size of the care center. Talks about the population, the census in the care center. It talks about the criteria that we look for with respect to their potential operators' qualifications, their history, their history with the Department of Health, and that patient care is the number one priority, employee care is the one prime care, and the quality and expansion of services being something that is of interest. And certainly would be of interest to any operators developing those to get the CMI up where it needs to be. So you'll see that document within the next, I would say, day or so.
Of course, sustainability would be important. And in this industry, there's some operators who have bought and flipped and sold rapidly. And I think the goal here would be for maintenance or his lease or kind of sale, but the continuity and length of stay, let's call it. Operations.
Right. Well, that's certainly something that you can look at. Some of the people that have talked to us informally have talked about lease with an option, which may never be an option because they may never decide to sell. But their argument being, if we come in and turn the CMI around, turn the operation around, make it profitable, all of a sudden a facility that's worth X now is worth Y, and we're going to pay for our own good service. So they've talked about structuring their proposal with a lock-in of a sale price, which I've told the ones that I've spoken to that, well, you understand that you can purchase an option, but that may never be exercised because it may never be sold. And they said they understand that, but they want to lock in a price. So there'll be those kinds of discussions.
Any committee members have any other input to the content of the
ERP,
and having reviewed the ones that were distributed to the members for Mr. McGuire to include in the draft?
Since the child is included in the RFP, correct? Is there, will Nancy McGraw have a chance to weigh in on that RFP?
Well, certainly will. I think we brought up at the last meeting that. In fact, I asked Nancy to provide us with all the details that she reported at the last legislative meeting.
It's online. It's all public information.
And we also asked her that she's certainly welcome to advise this committee of anything related to the chart.
It's not a point of her being welcome. It's a point of her being requested to weigh in on it.
I think our office spoke with her yesterday.
Okay.
I think we have that.
We've had ongoing dialogue with her and with Karen Holden, and obviously with Stephanie. The critical input from them is going to come when we review the proposals, because that's where there's really not a lot of technical information in the request for proposal. But when we get them back, we ask for voluminous information from them, proverbial them, about their history, their operation, nature. That's where the input from Stephanie and Nancy and Karen and several others is going to be a real benefit to this group.
At whatever point, I just want to make sure that they're involved.
Yep, I've had ongoing discussions with Nancy, more so though with Karen, with Karen Holden. Met with her two or three times for over an hour each time.
Okay. We're up to, that covers the request for proposal status, and again, the draft will be distributed to the members' companies. And for the agenda for the next meeting, certainly an update on the insurance quotations hopefully will be in by then. If anybody has access to the insurance with the insurance board, so I'm sure you refer to Michelle also. So I contact you from one board, I said, on this reality, and see what their quotes are. The important part of next week's agenda will be to review the draft and distribute it by that point.
And I would just ask, as long as we get this distributed by the end of this week, that when you're reviewing it, if there are certain things that you want to talk about while you're reading it, if you email them to me, I'll put together a sheet to give to everybody so we can actually go point by point during the meeting, and it will probably be a little more conducive, because then everybody can think about it before we come to the meeting and have responses for that.
And in regard to the letter you mentioned that was distributed today, that just seems to me to be another interested party. It seems like they wanted to get involved, almost like a broker, but I did some quick findings. They really haven't done any Northeast Metro, New York metropolitan area sales of different type of facilities, so we'll just add them to the list of respondents to the RFP.
Broker emails as well, and I said I just responded that I don't know what direction we're going in.
Yeah.
We haven't even had that conversation. I don't know whether I think that we need one, but.
Right. Okay. Any other business? Report to the committee? We'll say the date is next Thursday, okay? That conflict will be on you?
I'm not available next Thursday afternoon. I am until about 1:30, but we have committee meetings that day.
Okay, so you won't be available. What time would be the next Thursday for everybody?
So you're available next week?
I'm not available next Thursday afternoon, anytime after 1:30.
So can we postpone it to the week after? Is that going to...
Is there legislative meetings next week?
There are legislative meetings on the 1st and the 8th.
Yeah, but they're not all day. They end at 12.
Yeah.
Do
you want to do 12 o'clock? Want to go 12? 12 o'clock on.
Yeah,
guaranteed,
but sometimes
they're late. Do you want to do 12 o'clock
on.
Check with Annie for the times, because some
on
of
the
committees
first or the
were
eighth
like
are you talking about?
Flip-flopped around. I don't know.
What date are we talking about?
Next Thursday.
Well, it's the first would be next Thursday.
The first we have Human Resources at 12 and Veterans at 1.
And then
yeah, that's the problem. That's veterans is, it's not a problem. I don't mean to say it that way. It's just that every other month they meet and they go till maybe 2, I don't know.
Is the first meeting at 9?
Yes.
Okay, so then that's not going to work. Mm-hmm.
It goes straight through.
I mean,
so
could anyone do an early
week
morning
after?
I can do early morning. It's
can we do 8?
Uh-uh.
I can.
No?
Uh-uh.
And Wednesday afternoon, the 30th, will be too soon, or
no?
That'd be okay.
I think that would be fine. Do we want to do, 3:30 on Wednesday?
I'm good.
Are you good with that, Nadia?
Okay. 3:30 Wednesday, October 1st then?
I know.
30.
Yeah, mid-30, sorry.
What time again?
Is the RFP going to be ready? Are we sure?
We just got the okay today.
In the next, do you need to get it today or tomorrow?
Okay.
Michelle, what time?
3:30.
Another question. Are these meetings being streamed? Are they being
They're being recorded.
But not
no.
live video?
Mm-mm.
Oh.
Might be.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm forgetting my better side. Yep.
With without permission, I guess. Okay. Public comment? Please identify yourself.
Okay.
Please identify yourself.
Yeah, my name is Dave. Dave Calvillo. A couple of things, just to be clear, because when I tried looking for the meeting the last time, I didn't see them. Can you hear me okay, or should I pull that
down? You can
just
pull
up the mic, that's all.
Yeah.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, now we hear you.
I didn't see this on the county website. Maybe I missed it. So are these meetings being recorded? If not, they need to be.
Well, they're not being videoed, I believe.
Well, no,
they
are being recorded. They are being recorded, and they're all on, it is online. It's under the Sunset Lake LDC. If you go down to departments on the county website, it has its own website, because it's not a legislative committee meeting, so you're not going to find it there.
Okay.
Okay, but the video is not...
We're not live streaming. Live streaming is only meant for legislative meetings, which is why that first meeting was done that way, because it was an organizational meeting of the legislature.
Can we upload the video after the fact?
There's no video. There's a recording. You can get a copy of the recording. Just send me a FOIL request.
Okay. Let me tell you what I think, and then I'll give you my ask. Okay. When I look at 289, it says that, and I think this was reiterated earlier, that the corporation will be limited to acquiring, financing, and disposing of the land and facilities transferred to the corporation. What I think is that needs to be broadened. Going to have funding, and I think we need to allow for competent consultants who might be able to present an implementation plan to address the inputs that the auditor provided in July. And that could potentially be an internal reorganization in lieu of a transfer and sale. But when I read this language, it seems to me to preclude that. So that's what I think. And my ask would be for this body to use your influence and go back to the legislature and make that request that we allow for an implementation plan for an internal reorg recommended by a competent consultant in lieu of transfer and sale. Because I'm concerned that this language forecloses on that, and I think as much of that was said earlier when this point was addressed. So I hope that's something that on the table. I don't know why it would be on the table. Kenneth Walden, I don't think we should have to FOIL for any recording. I think we should make space and have recording online. Why should we go through the exercise of somebody making a request going to somebody here at the Governor's Center, and they have to get it together and they send it out. Because your size is too small to send yourself email, being difficult. We can put video online, we can put audio online, so let's put the audio online so it's there for everybody to see. I would follow the procedure. I would assume the quick way for this to happen is you, the LDC, would put out a RFP for an attorney to do this job. Right now it seems like we got a hand-picked attorney. It's given me the feeling that they're actually walking down the path arm in arm, because our attorney, legislative attorney, is drawing up the RFP and handing it off to them. That's not far enough apart. I don't like it. No way. Let's separate this. You're supposed to be an independent body. Let's start acting like an independent body. And you take over what you have to take over and do what you have to do. Don't let somebody else tell you what you're doing. Oh, this is what we've done for you, so now take it. You do the RFP, you select the attorney, not an in-house choice. Thank you.
Catherine Scott. I want to reiterate the request to do live streaming. Last week during some of the legislative meetings, one of the comments I made was that there's not a tremendous amount of trust within the community for the county legislature, and unfortunately for you guys, by extension, there's not a lot of trust within the public of this entity. And I think if you live stream these meetings, especially during COVID, which has forced people to quarantine and not attend public meetings like they would have, it gives the public a chance to see what's happening here. And as you guys know, these meetings are pretty boring, so live streaming them, unless you're hiding something, there's no point not to live stream them. Give the public a chance to see what's going on here, and it might make your jobs a little bit easier. That's just my two cents. And again, I want to reiterate that every week that you have these meetings, you're going to have to build some trust with the public. As Nadia asked with her question earlier to clarify about the sale, you know, we're being told that this is just being leased, and now we're hearing that sale is very much still a possibility. That doesn't build trust with this process at all. There's some very vulnerable people in that nursing home that depend on all of us to advocate for them. And, you know, make it as transparent as possible, or you're just going to make my job that much easier to go out into the public and tell them you're not doing what's right. Just consider that.
Thank you. My name is Bruce Ferguson. First of all, I want to thank all of you for having public meetings, making these meetings open, and permitting public comment. I don't know that you had to do either of those things, but I very much appreciate that you did. I'd also like to ask, going forward, that there be public hearings with testimony in public by the public health director, Nancy McGaw, and the county health advisory board. Picking up on what Kat said, if this information is put out in a way that one has access to it, it's going to either make your job hopefully easier, not more difficult. And I want to join Dave and Kat also in requesting that the meetings be live streamed. This room is equipped to do it. It's done every week. I can't believe there's certainly no technical complications. I can't believe it would cost much to put it up there, and there's a lot of public interest in this matter. One other thing is the O'Connor Davis that did the audit, and Ken alluded to this, did recommend that the first step would be to hire a management consultant. I know you have funds available to you. I would ask that you either use those funds and hire a consultant, or if you don't feel you want to use those funds for that purpose, request that the legislature provides that funds. It would be a small investment and a very big decision. And finally, picking up again on something that Dave said, if you see a way forward, get a consultant in, and you see a way forward, county ownership and management can be maintained. I hope you'll consider making no change one of the options you present back to the legislature. Thank you very much.
Again, I want to reiterate the requests that have previously been made by others that these meetings not only have their recordings available, but the video live stream be made available on your webpage. I am somewhat concerned to hear today that these preliminary responses that you have received before an RFP has even been drafted and sent out include requests for option to buy proposals wherein a price may be locked in before we see what a management company may be able to do or not do. Again, I reiterate, as others have stated, you have recommendations from an audit firm to make changes to the operation of the facility. I believe we should be looking at that. And as Mr. Ferguson said, I believe that should be an option that this organization presents to the legislature. Thank you.
Any other public comments?
No, but I have a question. How did we arrive at this attorney group? Are they on retainer? Is that why we're using them? And why didn't we have input, like Mr. Walter had said, to RFP an attorney? We are an independent group, and we should act like it and hire an attorney that would benefit this group in its operation, not being force-fed somebody who I'm not aware of. Not that I'm aware of a lot of attorneys. Believe me, that's not my area of expertise. But Mr. McGuire, if you can.
So Harris Beach is the foremost authority on nursing home operation, nursing home construction, nursing home transfers. They've done many of them in New York State. That is primarily what they do. They are recognized really nationwide as the foremost authority. That's why we spoke to them early on. This body certainly can choose to use somebody else if they want. If you want to have, you know, a lesser accomplished firm, that certainly is this body's prerogative to do that.
Is that what I'm suggesting?
Well, I'm not suggesting that you're suggesting anything, but you asked how we got to them, that's how we got to them. At this point, they are not charging us anything. They are responding to inquiries about the process without any billing, any hours at all. Like I said, if this body wants to use different counsel, they're free to do so. But Harris Beach is absolutely in this very limited niche considered the foremost authority on nursing home operation, nursing home finance, nursing home transfers, nursing home leases, nursing home construction, nursing home staffing. That's what they do.
I get the picture. So if they're that premium, can we afford them?
Yes, we'll be able to afford them.
Okay.
And again, Nadia, let me reiterate some of the cost of the funds being made available to the LDC will be basically reimbursed by the fees and submissions from those responding to the RFP. So I think it'll be a huge cost at that point. And I agree with council. I agree with council that firm is well known, well respected. In this industry, there are others, and lots of the others also will probably be representing a lot of the potential bidders for Harris Beach, I think, is sort of independent from that status.
Chairman, I think there's somebody that also wanted to speak.
Hi, everybody. My name is Kate Hawk, and I am the supervising administrator right now at SCAC. I just wanted to comment, I have been in this business for 46 years. I've owned my own 276-bed nursing home. I've been a state surveyor, and I just want to say this is an extremely complicated business. There are so many players, and you have to have someone representing you that knows how to deal with those players. You have the oversight. You can always question them. But I just wanted to make that point. And another point is just the condition of the facility and the staff. They're hanging on. Most of you, many of you, I'm sure, have made rounds there. They're a really good group of people, and they're hoping for the best. So I'm sure you will all take that into under advisement in whatever you do. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other public comment? If not, a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
To adjourn.
Second.
Nadia.
Okay. Adjourn.